And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Ooh, it's Monday and it is raining again. And I got to tell you, I like the rain. I'm kind of happy when I see the rain because we've had such a dry spell for so long. But okay, now we're done. It's like, okay, it was good for about a day. Now I'm done. I'm ready for the sunshine. And if you heard some laughing in the background, that's because I've got some special guests in with me this morning. Tasca King is here. Heidi Huerta is here. Both who are marketing consultants here with ADX Digital and all of the radio stations here from PlayStation to ESPN, Cat Country 98.7, and News Radio 92.3. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
They're keeping me company because I didn't have a guest for this first half hour. So y'all are being spared of my talking about the what national day it is and all that kind of, you know, radio DJ stuff that we talk about.
Always fun.
So I'm going to spare you from that and just talk a bit about the weekend. It was a great weekend. I have my team won, so I'm happy.
Woo, woo, woo.
There you go.
That was a bark.
That's Heidi. Heidi's supporting the Georgia Dogs, so we won.
Oh, have you seen the commercial?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember who it's for, it's so funny.
It's Progressive, I think.
Progressive Insurance.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Well, it's hilarious to everybody that isn't a Bulldog.
Well,
first time I saw it, I was like, I can't decide if that's funny or not.
Well,
I wasn't sure, but it was kind of cute. See, but I don't know a dog fan that wouldn't start barking with him. See, that's my problem. She's kind of a snob, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. If I was there and a guy did the meeting, I'd be right in there with her.
Well,
so
maybe that business was not located in Georgia.
Possibly.
Would be a reason. You know.
Sure, like Russia.
Nobody screams go Vols with me in this building.
Shocker. Go Vols.
Who did not lose this weekend, but they didn't win either because it was a bye.
There you go. Buys are good. Buys are good.
I had a friend in town who's a Georgia Bulldog, and she said you'd be shocked at how many people just bark at you, mm-hmm. like if you're wearing a shirt.
Yes.
And
it's bizarre.
Nobody understands unless you're a Bulldog.
And I got barked at Walmart the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And I'm never quite sure how to respond.
Right.
Isn't Mississippi State the Bulldogs as well?
I think they are, but it's a different kind of Bulldog.
Okay.
A lesser Bulldog.
Some Mississippi State fan now is like crashing their car because they're mad at me. What are you talking about? So anyway, enough about all that. Y'all know y'all have got some interesting things to talk about, so let's talk about that. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was going to say, without knowing the forecast, I'm glad the rain's coming now and hope it holds off for the fair because we've got the fair.
Yes. Well, we've got Taste of the Beach. I looked at the forecast, so it's supposed to stop Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's supposed to be 0%.
Oh, good.
This weekend. So
thank goodness, because we still have the other half of Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival.
Yes, this week.
That is this weekend, and it's going to be so exciting. And we heard some great music over the weekend.
Did you go?
Yes, two nights. We were out at the Fish House a couple nights.
Oh, nice.
And saw some great, heard some great music and some songwriters that had some big hits over the years, and can't wait for this weekend.
Isn't it amazing when you're sitting there and then you hear a song and you go, oh, my gosh, I know that song. It's not the person singing it, mm-hmm. but they wrote it. I think that's the coolest thing.
And what's interesting to me is that when you hear them perform that song, you realize the artist interpreted it different or they phrased things different.
Yes.
Even though they're singing the same lyrics, it just sounds different. And that songwriter, that's the original. That's
right.
The OG.
Right, right. It's so cool. It's a really neat experience. So it's going on again now. The first weekend was sort of focused on Pensacola venues. Mm-hmm. So now this weekend going forward, starting tomorrow night, I believe, we're going to have the
Thursday.
Yeah, so the 7th. Oh, okay. I saw something, but anyway.
There was something last week that started on Tuesday.
Okay. I don't know. I'll have to look. But you can go to PensacolaSongFest.com to find out all the different venues and where they're going to be. So it'll be a great weekend.
And you can... There's a couple different ways you can search on that website because I've been on it several times. You can either say, okay, I just want to see everything that's at this certain venue, or I want to see the exact calendar, you know, for each day, what's going to be where, what's going on everywhere on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
It's very user-friendly, that website is.
Well, definitely take advantage of it because it's such a treat. I think we have over 140 artists in town for this, which is amazing.
It's so awesome.
Hats off to Renita Cross, who's the coordinator, and all the people, the sponsors like Lewis Bear, all the sponsors, all the venues. And then we have a lot of folks from our team here hosting.
Yes, we do.
I know Kevin King has been out there hosting.
He has.
I'll be hosting Thursday night.
Brent Lane hosted yesterday.
Yeah. I was there last night, and it was lovely.
Yeah, so fun. So fun. All right, so that's going on. We've got Taste of the Beach going on this week.
Yeah.
Lots happening with that, so we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yep.
And you were talking about the fair coming up.
Coming up.
Absolutely.
Starts October 16th, so we are going to be out there every day. We have some fun opportunities for, you know, businesses in Pensacola to have fun with us and support the fair. One of our features is Cooler at the Fair.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, yeah, I know. We'll be giving away coolers filled with products from our sponsors. So
cool.
If you want your business to have exposure at the fair, it's a fun way to just give pieces of whatever you offer at your business, whatever services you have, introduce people to your business with products. So we'll be giving away, it's at least a $100 minimum value, be it with a gift card or whatnot, and we'll give it away. And with that, of course, you want to know what comes with it. The businesses that sponsor it will get news weather traffic mentions. They'll be highlighted tremendously and as knowing that they sponsor the fair.
Cool. That sounds like fun. Each
cooler, they are that's the cooler of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So each day that sponsor is going to get additional coverage too. So it's fun. It's fun to go out and see the coolers as they're all filled up and what all's
who
in them and
use it,
what kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
But if you want to provide us a cooler and some good fun stuff to put in the cooler from your business, please give us a call and we'd love to set you up. We've got a couple more days available.
So how do we get in touch with you? Is there a number?
Oh, 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne.
Okay.
And he will connect you with one of our marketing consultants and we'll come set you up for that.
Excellent.
And on top of that, we'll also highlight a sponsor of each day of the fair. So Captain Chris will be broadcasting that and sharing during the fair. So, for example, the first Friday, I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag, pun intended, but like Paris Tractor is sponsoring the first night. So they'll be highlighted there. And the advertiser will get commercials.
Uh-huh.
Captain Chris will be talking about you nonstop.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a great promotion to me.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's worth it.
A great value.
Yeah.
It's a great value.
Well, what are some of the other things that are happening?
Well, I'm like, we're here looking at each other like, what do we not have? 'Tis the season.
Well, it is fourth quarter.
Yeah. I know.
So as we go into fourth quarter, it is 'tis the season, and a lot of the retail businesses in the area are gearing up, getting ready for Black Friday and the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of year where you go into profit.
That's
hopefully.
Right. That's right.
Let's do it.
Yes.
And we can help you do it.
Yes. Works for me. So what are some of the things coming up?
Well, we've got a couple of things.
So.
First of all, we've got some great advertising packages.
Uh-huh.
It's just a robust ad schedule that can, you can choose your station. We've got four stations.
Right.
So let's talk about that for just a minute. Of course, we've got news radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear us talk a lot about Cat Country 98.7. We also have ESPN Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. And they run FSU games.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's right here.
Yeah.
On News Radio's FSU.
That's right. Yes. That's
UWF is on ESPN.
ESPN. That's it.
But if you need to reach men, so if you want to reach men to buy your female-centric gifts, ESPN's a great place to do that.
Okay.
And then we also have Pensacola's Playlist.
Oh, I said PlayStation, didn't I? Playlist.
I know. That's okay.
Monday morning. <I'm> sorry. Oh, my goodness.
And
I know better.
Beginning on November 1st, Pensacola's Playlist becomes the Christmas Playlist.
Cool.
So we'll be the only station in town playing your Christmas music. We are your Christmas soundtrack for the holiday season.
Awesome. Yep. That's great. That's really
And we
good.
Do little teasers in July where we'll play a Christmas song at the top of the hour, kind of prepping people. But it will be full Christmas music, which, out shopping or just in your car, you get into the season.
Well, you have a lot of people tuning in. That's probably a good time to be advertising.
And you know, national studies prove that audience Christmas, when a station flips to Christmas, their audience grows between 50% and 90% during that time, because that's when, I mean, people, especially if they're out shopping and they're out planning and partying, they want to hear Christmas music.
Okay, we're going to come back and tell you about some more opportunities and things happening coming up on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Tasca and Heidi.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, back in my helmet, cleats, and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. The boys of fall, little Kenny Chesney. It's college football season, y'all, for sure. And I have in the house with me Tasca King and Heidi Huerta, who are here today. Talk about some of the opportunities for you and getting your business out there to our listeners. So we've got some things for football, don't we?
We do. Absolutely. And, you know, coming back to our group of stations, ADX Communications in general, we are, and you see it with Cat Country News Radio, but we are part of the community. We are out there everywhere, and that includes high school, UWF. We have our local teams, and I had mentioned a friend was in town, and she's like, is this an FSU area? I'm like, yeah, but a lot of other ones, but people, we're passionate about our teams, whether it's FSU, Georgia, whomever, and where you're from. I went to an all-women's college, so I really didn't have a team to root for.
That's okay.
But I know, other than Army, because West Point was our brother's school. But with Pensacola, we are passionate about the high school. We have high school football that we air. I'm a Catholic high grad, and I'm always happy with our Crusaders and seeing how they've grown.
They just had the big game at the stadium this weekend.
Yeah,
I think it was between Washington and Pensacola High.
Yep,
that was pretty fun.
It's
converted the baseball stadium to a football stadium. I thought that was really cool.
We needed it. We need it. And we're pouring into our town. But then we also have West Florida.
Mm-hmm.
West Florida's really started off strong, and we're broadcasting those games. And there, along with that, we want to have our local community businesses and opportunity to support as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do have advertising opportunities and sponsorship opportunities to be included in the excitement, just as excited as everyone else is. So the high school and college, we have college shows on our ESPN sports station, you know, specific to, let's say, Auburn, FSU, LSU. And, you know, just
Alabama.
Oh, that one?
Roll Tide. Yeah. I don't know. I told you.
I'm just saying.
No, it's okay. I'm not bitter.
But yeah, I mean, we provide entertainment and connection through our radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to incorporate the family of our community and opportunity to sponsor and advertise.
Yeah, and that's a great way to reach the locals.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reach locals, especially those are UWF fans.
Yeah.
Go Argos.
Yeah.
And for, you know, for fans of other colleges, we also have other, a second SEC team, or not SEC, a second NCAA game every week. It usually depends on what ESPN has to feed us.
Mm-hmm.
So every week we have it has to be scheduled opposite the UWF game.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another college game every week. So you can check with us and say, hey, do you have my college game this week? We'll definitely check and see. And then we also have some NFL games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday and a couple of the evening games.
Yep, and we have some international NFL games as well. And something funny, too, is I've found myself, and I'd say this is probably more towards March Madness, but even now, if I'm not in my car, I listen to our app. So you can download the ESPN Pensacola app and listen on your phone, listen in your headphones. Don't want to miss this play. Don't want to miss the score. So many opportunities to stay connected. And as with foreground, news, talk, sports people are listening to the content. So we want to offer that opportunity for our community through advertising as well.
Yeah, and you can sign up for the text alerts through the app as well, which I like because I hit the headlines when something happens.
Yeah, I get
to know,
those.
So I get those too. I like that. Staying informed.
So also coming up over on the Cat Country side, we have the CMA broadcast. The CMA Awards are November the
19th.
Country Music Awards?
The awards are the 19th.
Country Music Association Awards.
And that, luckily, we are nominated again for morning show, or not morning show, but a personality of the year.
Brent Lane.
So we'll know soon whether or not we're going to be awarded that CMA award. But in the meantime, we still are going to be in Nashville, broadcasting live from Nashville that week.
Oh, fun.
So we have broadcast opportunities and sponsorship opportunities available for that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's the middle of November, and then that will kick us right into December and or the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest, one of our biggest events of the year is our Santa Paws promotion.
Oh.
So you could win $1,000.
Okay.
For Christmas shopping.
Yeah. How?
Well, we will have...
good question.
Okay. How? Let me rephrase that. You as a business owner can help us give away $1,000.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
And what we would do is we would bring our cutout Santa, stand-up Santa, out to your business, and then we would encourage listeners to go and register to win that $1,000, and you've got advertising and promotional advertising and regular advertising in November and December to drive more business into your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, if your business is the winner, then you actually become a winner too. So if you want to learn more about that, you need to call us.
Okay. And what's that number again?
850-262-6000.
All right. We'll be right back with some more fun ideas for the holidays for you right here on Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I've got Tasca King here and Heidi Huerta, who are marketing consultants for all of our stations, and they're giving us an insight into all of the upcoming promotions that you and your business can take advantage of. So just a few minutes left, y'all. What else have we got going on?
So while we've focused on the holidays, yes, they're coming up. We've got to prepare, but what about right now? We are still early October, and that is a beauty of radio. One of the many beauties is the turnkey. We can get you on now, have people are listening now while they're prepping for holidays, while they're listening to football. You want to create that brand awareness, and we can get you on quickly. And with that, with fall, you know, we have incentives to give you frequency. Whatever advertising you do, you want to be on as much as possible within your budget. So we can walk you through that, talk to you about that.
And today's the day.
Yes.
It's Monday. You're starting to put your agenda together. It's the beginning of the month, right? So this is the first Monday of the month, technically, so go for it.
It's great to make a plan for the fourth quarter, and we can help you with that. And like Heidi said, with October, it's time to start the brand awareness. You want to make sure people recognize your name. Then it gets to be November, and it's time to start teasing on your radio or your digital about upcoming sales for Black Friday or Small Business Saturday or even Cyber Monday. And then, of course, weekly radio ads can help you reach listeners when they're in the car, motivate them to come see you. And we can do that also with on the digital side, they complement each other by coupling it with, you know, geofencing and video ads and social media ads and all the great stuff that we do with ADX Digital.
And that's such a great way to do it, because now you're reaching people directly by phone, by the internet. I mean, there's so many different formats and strategies and programs and products. So, and we'll actually be talking about that today at around 10:30.
We will be.
In more details, so stay tuned.
Right. But you know, like I said, now's the time to plan. So if that Thanksgiving weekend is a big deal for you, we need to start talking about that now.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get your plan in place and try to drive as much traffic to your business as possible during that time.
And another, we can be very creative. We are very creative, Steph, as far as your content, your commercial, and creativity of how we best use your budget. And that includes digital. So this, again, we just will work with you, work with the advertisers. It's fun, but it also brings you business.
Mm-hmm.
We want to provide the easiest process for potential advertisers. So we have promotions that we can put together. And as the holidays approach, we do have And I don't like to say, oh, deals, but we do. We are creative with how to use your dollars and in a fun way, in an effective way.
As they say, the most bang for your buck.
The most bang for your buck, yeah, and with planning. So don't be hesitant to reach out.
We will customize anything for you to stay within your comfort zone of whatever budget you have.
Okay, so what's the best way for people to reach you if they're interested?
850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll hook you up.
Okay, is there an email, too, that we could use? Anybody's email?
Jeff Wayne. Jwayne at catcountry987.com.
There you go. Thanks, Heidi and Tasca, for being here on Pep
Thank
Talk this
you.
Morning. We appreciate you. We'll be back after the news.